No, thank you. My second question is actually from him to you. He would like to know, where is his Transformer toy, and where are all the things he's been asking for, and he's been asking for, and it hasn't come?
Well, tell him that Abraham and those like us have been over there in vibrational escrow playing with it. And that it is incredibly fun. And we are so glad that he created it, because it is giving us all such delight, and we can hardly wait for him to come and play with it with us.
Okay.
And that in the moment that he stops whining and complaining about not having it, he'll have
he'll
it.
Get it. Okay. Thank you.
Jerry and Esther have a dear friend who has a grandson who wanted a toy gun, and his mother was dead set against it. And so he is saying to grandmother, "Grandmother, you'll get me a gun, won't you?" And grandmother says, "Don't put me in the middle of this one. Don't think it's a good idea for me to do something that your mother is clearly not wanting you to do." And so they had one brief discussion about it, and then they did not talk about it anymore. And this bright little boy did not spend any time lamenting the fact that he had no toy gun. Instead, he played with the toys he did have and took great delight in spending time with his grandmother. And one day, not long after that, they were walking through the tall piles of leaves in the fall, kicking through them, kicking through them, kicking through them, and he kicked upon something. And when he reached into the leaves, it was a very nice toy gun. And his mother let him keep it. She said to him, "I guess you created this for yourself. And we're wanting you to understand that even when you can't see it, even when it's buried beneath the leaves, if you have left your sense of not having it somewhere else, the universe will show you right where to kick. And then you have the exhilarating feeling of being the one who discovers it." In other words, can you feel for yourself or for your children how delicious it is to live life which causes you to want something that you don't have? And then use your power of focus to focus in the direction of it and feel the deliciousness of it, even though you don't have the physical actuality of it yet. But it's still bringing you delight just because you are using your ability to focus, and then to begin to feel the momentum within you as the energies build enough that you can feel that you're on the brink of it, and then to have the exhilarating experience of discovering it and that conscious recognition that I created this, that life caused me to want it, I had it not. I was upstream, downstream, upstream, downstream, upstream, but I took more pleasure in the downstream thoughts about it. So even before it came into manifestation, even before my toy came, even before my money came, even before my lover came, even before my money came, even before it came, I was finding downstream thoughts and taking pleasure in the power of my mind, to the point that I began to feel the momentum of it. And then when it began to show its face to me in terms of manifestation, the exhilaration that I felt was because I now remember that I am the creator of my own experience. I now remember that I live in a cooperative universe that will yield anything to me. I now remember that life causes me to do two things. Life causes me to give birth to the stream. In other words, the reason that the stream is flowing as it is because I've lived life that got the stream flowing. So I'm responsible not only for the speed of the stream, but I'm responsible for whether I go with the stream or whether I don't. I have all of the control here. If I have a fast-moving stream and I'm focused in opposition to it, I'm going to feel awful. If my stream is moving slower and I'm focused in opposition to it, I don't feel so bad. But if I've got a fast-moving stream and I'm moving with it, I'm living life to the fullest. And that's why those little ones who still remember that sensation of life can hardly stand it when they get themselves in a situation where they're focused in a way where they're not letting their stream flow. They just can't bear it. It's like having a pillow pressed to their face. They still remember the intoxication of going with the flow, you see. A woman sat in the far back of a room one day, waving her hand about. We didn't see her at all. And then we took segment of lunch, and on the lunch segment, she went off and had lunch with her children, which she told us all later always makes her feel better. And so when we came back,